إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We'll continue, inshaAllah ta'ala, reading from the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. Aqidat al-Salaf, the Creed of al-Salaf, is a book compiled by Al-Imam al-Saruni, Abi Uthman, rahimahullah. And the explanation of our noble Shaykh, Al-Allama Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi, المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر لنا وله ولوالدينا ووالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. We're still in this chapter in which Imam al-Saruni talks about how the subjects deal with the Muslim ruler, the rights that the Muslim ruler قال فالشارع الحكيم أمرنا بالمعروف ونهانا عن المنكر ووضع لنا لذلك ضوابط. The last point we mentioned and we started that the Shaykh Rabi'a Ta'ala was mentioning from the things and the etiquettes of dealing with the ruler, the Muslim ruler, that we have to be patient. It's very important. That's what the text in both in the Quran and the Sunnah ordered the Muslims to obey the rulers in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if these Muslim rulers they order with disobedience, there is no obedience. But doesn't give them the right, the subject doesn't give them the right to revolt or to go in demonstration against the rulers and the like and cause corruption. But rather they are patient and continue to give sincere advice, to command good and forbid evil, but according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. That's what the Shaykh says. الشارع الحكيم أمرنا بالمعروف ونهانا عن المنكر ووضع لنا لذلك دوابط. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the all-wise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ordered us to command good and forbid evil amongst each others. And of course the ruler is here more in need for advice than anybody else, because he's in charge of all, subhanAllah, the whole community of the Muslims. But commanding good and forbidding evil, it is not left for anyone to do it the way he thinks it's okay, but rather anyone who wants to command good and forbid evil, they have to learn the guidelines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us in this beautiful religion of Islam. Minha ay hadhihi ad-dawabit. So the Shaykh Rabi'a hafidhahullah is going to mention some of the guidelines that we have to keep in mind if you want to fulfill this principle in Islam, which is Al-Amr bil-Ma'roof wa al-Nahi al-Munkar, commanding good and forbidding evil. أنه بيّن لنا كيفية مواجهة المنكرات التي تحصل من الحكام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear to us in this beautiful religion of Islam how to deal with the evil from the rulers. Rulers are human beings, they're not perfect. Okay, they're going to say something or do something, some laws that are going to be passed, they are not from Islam. And those who live in some Muslim lands, they know this. There's a lot of violations. Muslim ruler, Muslim country, but there is a lot of violations. So Allah has made clear to us how we deal with such things. How? Number one, بِأَلَّا نُطِعَهُمْ فِي مَعْصَيْتِهِ. We don't obey them. We don't compromise our religion. Just, well, he's the ruler, now we're going to do it. No, we don't. We do not obey any ruler if they command with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأمرنا إذا أردنا أن ننصحه أن ننصحه في السر فيما بيننا وبينه بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. إن سمع وتقبل فذاك، وإن لم يتقبل فالمنكر الذي ارتكبه يرتكبه على نفسه، ونحن قد أدينا واجبنا والحمد لله. Likewise, from these guidelines and the etiquette of commanding good and forbidding evil, we are ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those amongst us who have the ability to advise the Muslim ruler, they should, this is an order from Allah, they should advise him in private. If someone wants to advise the ruler, have to advise him in private, just the two of them. And still use wisdom. Don't go and yell at him. No, he's a ruler. Use wisdom, fine expressions. Unlike the Khawarij, unlike the Rawafid, unlike now the modern Khawarij, and also those who affiliate with them, and those who are in the same, like Jama'at Al-Ikhwal Muslimun, who they go and talk and expose the rulers on the minbar, on Yom Al-Jumu'ah, in the classes, on Twitter, Facebook, on the internet, and they say, no, that's advice. That's not advice. This is not how Allah commands us. Has to be in private. And using wisdom and finding the best approach to approach that ruler. Then the Shaykh says, if you do this, if that person did this and that ruler accept the advice, alhamdulillah, it's good for him and for everybody. Okay? But if that ruler said, listen man, it's not like you think, whatever, and didn't take the advice, alhamdulillah, whatever evil he's committing, he's harming only himself. Okay? And we have those who advise him has already done what Allah has commanded him. What we are ordered is to advise. Aynam. أما الخروج وصل السيف عليه فلا ما دام في دائرة الإسلام. As for when the ruler make mistakes or he doesn't listen to the advice, continue upon his errors to draw the blades and the swords and go against him and call for revolt and demonstration, that the people should come out and face the ruler and fight him. No, this is not from what Allah has ordered us. And we don't do that. The Muslims who wants to abide by the teachings of Islam, they don't do that, as long as that ruler is a Muslim. Okay? As the Prophet ﷺ said, in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Awf ibn Malik al-Ashja'i, radiallahu anhu, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خياركم أو خيار عفوا خيار أئمتكم الذين تحبونهم ويحبونكم ويصلون عليكم وتصلون عليهم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, the best of your أئمة, your leaders and rulers, are those that you love them and they love you. These are the best. You love them and they love you. You make dua for them, they make dua for you. وشرار أئمتكم الذين تبغضونهم ويبغضونكم وتلعنونهم ويلعنونكم. He said, and the worst of the leaders, of your leaders, are those you hate them. And they hate you as well. And you curse them and they curse you. قيل يا رسول الله أفلا ننابذهم بالسيف. Then it was said, when the Prophet ﷺ said, and the worst of the leaders are those who you hate them and they hate you, you curse them and they curse you and the like. Then he was said, O Messenger of Allah, should we fight them? Should we go against them with the sword and fight them? فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا مَا أَقَامُ فِيكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. He says, no, as long as they establish the prayer. As long as they establish the prayer amongst you. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ وُلَاتِكُمْ شَيْئًا تَكْرَهُونَهُ فَكْرَهُوا عَمَلَهُ وَلَا تَنْزِعُونَ مِنْ طَاعَةٍ. And the Prophet ﷺ, he advised Sahaba and then to all of us with them. He says, if you see something from the actions and the decision making of your rulers that you dislike, it's not from the deen of Allah, hate his action. Hate that action of such a ruler and do not fight against him and against this ruler, Aynab. But rather you're still under his ruling. And also the Prophet says, وَأَلَّا تُنَازِعَ الْأَمْرَ أَهْلَهُ إِلَّا أَن تَرَوْا كُفْرًا بَوَاحًا عِنْدَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِيهِ بُرْهَانٌ. Likewise, Prophet says, the ruler, they should not be fought against, the Muslim rulers, just because they have corruption and they're taking the wealth, as we mentioned before, and the like. He says, no, it's not permissible to go against them and to wage war against them and fight them, except if when you see a clear disbelief, that they are upon disbelief, that you have from Allah a clear proof. Not just somebody, just whatever they think is disbelief. No. This hadith is agreed upon, the second one from Bukhari Muslim, from the hadith of Ubad ibn Samit, radiallahu anhu. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فلا يسمح لك أن تخرج على هذا الحاكم الجائر إلا إذا رأيت الكفر البواح كأن يبيح الخمر أو يبيح الخنزير أو يبيح الربا علانية فهذا كفر بواح بارك الله فيكم. So the Sheikh says, look, he's going to mention two conditions now. When it is permissible for the Muslims to go against the ruler. Says number one, said it is not permissible. This text he mentioned are clear proofs that it's not permissible for the Muslims to go against the ruler, the tyrant ruler. The tyrant ruler. Alhamdulillah. So he said, Sheikh Rabi says, it is not permissible to go against the tyrant, an oppressive ruler, unless if he's upon kufr. And he gave an example. He said, such ruler made khamar halal. Okay? Intoxicants, wine, whatever. All intoxicants, they're haram in our deen. But this ruler says, no. Khamar, wine is halal. That's kufr, al-iyadu billah. That's disbelief. Or he made the flesh of swine, the pig, lawful. Or he made riba lawful. He said, no, riba is nothing wrong with riba. It's different when a hakim in his ruling, there are banks that deal with riba. But as for him, he knows riba is haram. But now it's different. Now this ruler here, he's saying, no, riba is okay. It's permissible. So that's disbelief. So this is a clear disbelief. That's the first condition, right? What is it once again? Disbelief, a clear disbelief. What is the second condition? هذا إذا كان للمسلمين قدرة على تنحيته فليقوموا بذلك وأما إذا عجزوا فلا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. الله أكبر. If only the Muslims understand these principles, they will save themselves from a lot of trouble. Especially in our times. SubhanAllah, because we've seen it happening. The Shaykh says, look, that ruler is a kafir, clear kufr. But we have to add another condition for the people to go against him and fight against him. What is it? They have to have the ability to get him out. I know. They have to be strong. They have to be strong to get him out. فَلْيَقُومُوا بِذَلِكَ. So they'll do that. But if they don't have no ability, they should not start anything. They will bring nothing but chaos and turmoil and problems and killing and bloodshed like what's happening these days. People don't have no clue. They just somebody give them a nice... No, I'm so nice. That's not even a nice khutbah. A khutbah that incite the people to go out, and before you know it, we got a couple of millions in the street. Men and women mixing, asr time, now praying, no nothing. Huh? And they say, because this rule is oppressing the people. What are you doing? You're not oppressing the people. The ruler oppressing the people in what? In the dunya matters. But this Ikhwan Muslimun, they oppressing the people in their religion. by telling the people to go against their religion, because the religion tells us do not fight the ruler. All right. First of all, he has to be kafir, and this is not something to be decided on a coffee shop. People watching Barcelona and Real Madrid, and during halftime, they start talking about some ruler. Oh, he's a kafir, because now they just waiting for the sandwich or for the game to start. They start talking about the rulers, and somebody say he's a kafir. Oh, we agree with you, ruler kafir. No, the ruler is a kafir. They tweet it, and then that's it. That ruler is a kafir in a coffee shop. It's not for the people to do that. It's for Ahlul Ilm, for the ulama. They looked at the evil and the mistakes of such a ruler, and then they advise him first. Because that ruler, a lot of rulers that they rule in Muslim countries, they're ignorant of the deen. You think every single ruler in every country right now graduated from, I don't know what, Jami'a, Sharia, Hadith? Most of them are ignorant. They don't know. So the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they look at the mistakes of such a ruler, and they write. I have writings of Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah. Naam. It is almost a book like this. This. 400-500 pages. What's in it? All, not all, I can't say all, but whatever they compile in that volume of like 400-500 pages, more or less, I don't remember right now, but I have it at home. All of it is, a great part of that is the letters that Shaykh bin Baz write to the rulers, advising them to be upon the sunnah, upon the kitab, and nicely. It's not for anybody to just, a group of people sit down, decide, in a coffee shop, and they were bored, playing games, cards, and they start talking about the ruler. Some of them don't even pray. And they're going to talk that the ruler is a kafir and send it on Twitter and Facebook. And before you know it, 2 million people, now all of them say, yeah, he's a kafir. And then it takes, it's already in their hearts, now it's boiling. It takes one guy, because that's what those deviant groups, they do. They just look at what's the wave. They don't write the wave of the sunnah. They look at what is the biggest one. So they see that now a lot of people out there, they bad and mad with this ruler. Oh, one khutbah. This ruler is fasiq, he give money to the kuffar, he shake Elizabeth's hand, I don't know what, and all of these things. He's not establishing the deen. Are you establishing it? Those are all, the guy who's giving a khutbah, perhaps he's not even establishing the deen in his household. In his wife and children and wives and daughters and uncles and cousins, and he wanna blame. He has only like 30 people to deal with, and he failed. Now he wanna blame a ruler who he wants 60 million, all of them to be on hijab, all of them upon the, what Ali and Abu Bakr they were upon, subhanAllah. What is the adl? Al-Ayyin, if this Muslim is this Muslim ruler now, he's not Muslim, he's a kafir. There's a clear proof, and this kafir is not for anybody to deal with. This is a very serious matter, okay? As for the people of knowledge, who have knowledge, they decide, they said, yes, this leader here is a kafir because he has some principles of kufr. He has some statements of kufr. Aqidah kufriya. They advise him, he didn't care. They says, okay, Qaddafi kafir, for instance, okay? But can the people of Libya go against him? That's what we're talking about. All right? Or if there is a ruler now who's a kafir, we just give him as an example. Or if there is another ruler who is a kafir because of his actions and this and aqidah, can the people just go after one khutbah and go out in the streets? Now the Shaykh is saying this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. Remember, we're talking about the aqidah of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. These are not opinions of some Shaykh or a view of another. Make no mistake, these are principles. Whatever this Shaykh Rabi' is talking about is supported by ayats and a hadith. This is the deen of Allah. Alright? So nobody can come to you and say, what the Shaykh? Sabuni? Who's explained Rabi'? Oh, that's Shaykh from Saudi. Shaykh. Of course he's going to say that. Of course, he's from Saudi. No. We don't take from them. What do you think? Does the Shaykh Rabi' tell you, look, this is what we the Saudis are upon? Or is he bringing a hadith? Huh? Hadith of Ubaid ibn al-Samit in Sahih al-Bukhari. In Sahih al-Bukhari, a Muslim. Yeah, subhanAllah. So now the Muslims also, they have to have strength. Okay, and the ulama, they mentioned from the Sheikh Ibn Baz, strength enough not to get the Muslims in a big war. Okay, no, they have strength enough so that ruler, whether he see their strength and he give up and he run away. Or he may start fighting and they will get rid of him quickly. As for they don't have that and just go outside and then many people are killed, women are raped, properties are destroyed, years still didn't finish. What's this? Who wants that? Yeah, subhanAllah. The Shaykh says, but if they don't have the strength, then hey, la yukallif Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah does not burden anyone beyond his scope. Be patient. That ruler is doing what he's doing, he's going to face Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah with all that. Ayna'i. قال أما ما دام يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر ويصلي ويصوم ويجاهد ما دام يصلي فقد نطيعهم فقط نطيعهم لمن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أقام فيكم الصلاة. He said this is how you deal with the ruler who's kafir. Yes, it is permissible for the Muslims to go against, but with a condition. What is it once again? They have to the strength. I have the strength. A disbeliever. A Muslim who has clear disbelief, they have to have the strength, ya akhwan. With certainty, not, oh, we think we have it. No, no. You know, such thing, we think we have it. And then once out there, think we have it, just because they have some rifles, we got it. And then the ruler come with what? F-16s and tanks and missiles and terminate everybody. No, yeah. This is not how it's working. So he said here, but if the ruler, that Muslim ruler, they command good themselves, they forbid evil, they pray, they fast, jihad, yes, they have problems, they are oppressive, we continue to obey them. Even if they pray, if they just pray, they don't know jihad, nothing, but they just pray, as long as they pray, because the Prophet ﷺ said, you continue to obey these rulers as long as they pray. And they establish the prayers amongst you, the masajid are open, alhamdulillah, jama'ah, jumu'ah, and the like. قال فهذا هو المنهج الصحيح الذي سار عليه أهل الحديث انطلاقا من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام في كل شؤونهم الدينية والدنيوية والاجتماعية والسياسية. كل الشؤون دينية دنيوية اجتماعية سياسية كلها تنطلق من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. Pay attention to this great statement from this great imam of our time, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah. He says, this is the proper and sound manhaj and methodology that Ahlul Hadith, they follow and they work upon. Anything they do, any decision they make, it is from, they base it on text from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all of their matters. When it comes to the religion, any matter of the religion, they take it from the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. In their matters of their livelihood, likewise, what Allah said, what the Messenger said. In their social interactions, even in politics, how they're going to govern the rules, how they're going to do this, how they're going to deal with the kuffar, non-kuffar, the neighbors, are they going to fight or not fight, they all look at the what Allah says in the Quran and the Sunnah. They just don't randomly do actions. Aynab. Every single decision they make it based on text from the Book of Allah and Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Qala al-Imam al-Bukhari, for example, the Shaykh is going to give an example. The Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they always follow the text. They follow text in everything. He said in an example, the Shaykh Rabi says, Imam al-Bukhari, قالوا كان لا يتحرك حركة إلا بحديث. They said, they used to say that Imam Bukhari, he doesn't make a decision or take an opinion or option except with a hadith. Except with a hadith. وفي إحدى سفراته اقترب من العدو واستلقى. He said, in one of the travels, he was in expedition amongst the army. When they get close to the ruler, to the enemy, he lay down. He took a nap. He lay down. Those who were with him, قالوا بأي حديث. Those who are with him, they say, okay, what is the hadith you're applying now? The enemy is weak, close to the enemy you're laying down. What is the hadith? قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا أن نأخذ بالقوة أو كما قال يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا أن نعد العدة للعدو وأن نتقوى فأمرنا بالفطر لمواجهة العدو في رمضان نفطر في رمضان حتى نكتسب قوة على العدو. سبحان الله. إمام بخاري he told them, look, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he command us to prepare the strength before we meet our enemy. Okay, not just emotions. No, you got strength too. And a part of that, you have to know your enemy. Who is he? How much they have? What strength they have? So you can match that strength. Or at least get close to it. Okay? So, somebody waiting outside. You're in your house. I'm just giving you an example. We heard it from some of the mashayikh before. If somebody outside waiting, and you're in your house, alhamdulillah, you're everything down, and he has a big gun. Are you going to go outside, face him with the baseball bat? Why not? You're a coward? Why not, Muhammad?
He got more power than you.
He got more power. You're not matching it. You see, you're not matching it. You got nothing. You got no gun on. What are you going to go out for? No, you stay where you at until help comes, right? But some people are reckless. He's going to go with the baseball bat. What's going to happen?
He gets shot.
He gets shot. And they say he's a shaheed. You see? Yeah, recklessness. Got to be, use hikmah, wisdom. You know? Alayin, it's different if that person get into the house. All right, that's different. Yeah, you fight. You fight for your property, you fight for your family, for your honor. But don't go look for trouble. Don't look for trouble. Looking for the person. No, the ulama, they mention even if a thief break in your house, you defend yourself. But if that thief run, don't chase them. Don't even chase them. Let them go. How many people do that? Now they want to chase him and then get shot later on and all that. Nah, I think I use the hikmah and learn the deen first. Alayin, he says that he told them, the Prophet ﷺ, Imam Bukhari to the Prophet ﷺ, command us to prepare the strength before we engage the enemy. And from that he says, he command us to break our fast. If the Muslims are facing the enemy in Ramadan, they break the fast and they eat so they can be strong. Yeah. So they can face the enemy subhanAllah. الشاهد أن أهل الحديث المخلصين الصادقين في أقوالهم وأفعالهم وحركاتهم وسكناتهم وعقائدهم ومناهجهم ملتزمون بكتاب الله ومن ذلك التعامل مع الحكام. He said, so the Shaykh, after he giving this example of noble Shaykh Rabi, he says, so the point of reference here that we're trying to make is that أهل الحديث, the truthful, those who are sincere in their statements and in their actions and every move they make in their belief, in their methodology, they hold on firm in all of this. In every statement they make, any action, any decision, any move, any path, any methodology they are upon, whatever they do or say or decision they make, it's based on them holding firm to the Book of Allah. And from this is how they deal with the rulers. You see? Now, it's not like, oh, salat, mashallah, what Allah says, promise sunnah, that's how we're going to make salat. Fasting, when we're going to fast, when we're going to break the fast, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, do it. Zakat, how much you give, Allah says, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 5 hadiths or more, alright, this is how we're going to do zakat. Hajj, tawaf, whatever, jamarat, umrah, this, zakat, what Allah says, what the messenger said, okay, we deal with the rulers? No, forget. Leave the ayat and alone. We're going to do it our way because we know the ruler. It does not work like that. You're going to do it always according to what Allah has legislated. That's why you find Ahlul Bidah, yes, they may, some of them, Okay, they, yes, when you come to the Salat, they do it according to the Sunnah. They can give you all the ahadith. If you listen to some of the munadhirin of al-Ikhwal al-Muslimin, if you listen to giving you a talk about the Salat, you'll be like, Subhan, this is the Shaykh. But then listen to him another talk on the Hukam, you're like, who is he, from the Khawarij or what? They contradict themselves. In one matter, oh, Quran, Sunnah, Abu Bakr says, Omar says, Uthman says, Ali says. When they deal with the rulers, nothing. What is Qala Allah? This ahadith, you don't understand. This hadith doesn't apply on this ruler. Why doesn't it apply on him? But when one of them become the ruler, all the ahadith apply on him too. Same thing what happened in Egypt. Qardawi and his people, Hassan and all of them, people when they were rallying against Husni Mubarak, okay? And then people, they tell him, hey, wait a minute, hadith, obedience, ta'atul hakim, many praise. They're like, no, this narration doesn't apply on him, according to their understanding. So when one of them, what's his name? Muhammad Mursi, when he became the ruler, they apply every single hadith on him. When the people began to go against Mursi, they like, no, it's not permissible. It's against the Sunnah. Why is it against the Sunnah? Prophet said, they said, wait a minute, but the same hadith, you didn't apply it on Mubarak before. Because Mubarak is not one of them. And Mursi is one of them. See, that's the issue. But the Muslim who wants good for himself, it doesn't matter who is the ruler. A black, white, rich, poor, noble, a slave. That's why the Prophet said in the hadith, even you have to obey the ruler, even if he's what? An Abyssinian slave. Or Ethiopian, or Abyssinian, Habash. So even if he's an Abyssinian slave, and he's the ruler, you know, those who are noble and got money, and they come from a big lineage, they say, oh, no, he's not our ruler, he's the ruler of his people. No, he's the ruler now, he's the ruler. Hey, subhanAllah. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله إذا تعاملنا مع الحكام انطلاقا من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا ماذا؟ عملاء جواسيس. So now Sheikh Rabi'i says, when we deal with the rulers according to the book of Allah, what Allah ordered us, how to deal with the rulers, and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, those who they don't apply the manhaj of the Salaf, what they say? They say they are what? Umala. They work for the governments. That's what they said. Al-Ikhwan, they said that Al-Haddadiyun and Sururiyun, they said that about Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, Sheikh Fawzan, Sheikh Rabi', and some of the mashayikh in Egypt, and other mashayikh in Yemen, some mashayikh in Pakistan, or whatever they may be. Alhamdulillah, they says, whenever a alim or a ulama, that they adhere to the book of Allah, and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, وسلم, with the understanding of a salaf al-salih, you find a deviant group, so they say, no, those people, no, they're not true ulama. They work for the government, man. They must give them money. How can they make dua for the ruler? Huh? The ruler have all these problems, they still make dua for him on Jumu'ah? Well, because it's a sunnah, that's why. And they said to you, why you never heard one statement of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen making dua against the ruler in his classes for all these years? Who know the answer? Huh?
It's not permissible.
Because it's not permissible, it's not from the sunnah. They say, why Shaykh ibn Baz? He's so close to the ruler. He never advised the ruler. How do they know? How do they know? Because to them, the one who advised the ruler, who is he? Huh?
Somebody in the minbar.
He's the one who on the minbar speaks bad about the ruler and mentions his problems. That's the one who is advising the ruler. See how they switch everything? As one of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, they came to him, some of the people who don't understand the minhaj. At that time, Ikhwan, look in the time, these are matters that took place in the times of the Sahaba. So don't be amazed if they are happening these days. The Sahaba, they dealt with these matters. A person came to one of the Sahaba and said to him, why do you don't advise Uthman? Because they were raising a lot of evil and lies against Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman is not just, Uthman is doing this, Uthman is this, Uthman, Khawarij, to turn the people against him. Okay? So some of them, they go to one of the Sahaba, forget his name right now, and they told him, why you don't advise, akhi, you're a Sahabi, why you don't advise Uthman? Then the Sahabi says, well, how do you know that I would not advise him? How do you know? So we never heard. He said, why? Don't I have to, whenever I advise him, I come to you and tell you that I advise? He says, no. The Prophet ﷺ teach us that if we see, first of all, you don't just go on, if we see something clearly, not the rumors. Ahlul Bidah, they spread a lot of rumors, against, especially against the ruler, to get them out so they can jump on their spots. Now he said, if you see something that is clear, clearly disobedience to Allah, you advise them, sirran, not on a minbar, and you don't talk about it. And these people, akhidah, subhanAllah, they accuse the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as the Shaykh says, أصبحوا جسورا هم يمدحون الحكام ويغرونهم بالكذب. He says, look, those same people who they speak ill of the ulama, because the ulama, they follow the Quran and the Sunnah as related to how we should deal with the rulers. But those people, these deviants, who they say now they work for the governments, they spy, and don't listen to them, they don't want no good for you, they just work for the ruler. Themselves, if the ruler give them, throw them a little bit of money or something, they run after them. And they will be working for him. Aynam. Allah salam al-afiyah. Qala, mathalan, fahadihi tariqat khawarij wal-mu'tazila wal-rawafid. قال الخوارج والروافد يطعنون في الصحابة وخرجوا على عثمان وخرجوا على علي وخرجوا على الحكام. الله says, after the Shaykh mentioned the position of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in how the Muslim should deal with the Muslim ruler, even if that ruler is tyrant, oppressive, he has a lot of money and he's not sharing with the Muslims, then they have to be patient. Those who can advise, let them advise. If he accepts the advice, alhamdulillah. If he doesn't, what they do? Go against him? No. They be patient. If he's a Muslim. But if he become a kafir, and that's not for anybody to decide. It is for Ahlul Ilm, there is conditions to have to be made. They seek if he has any excuses such as ignorance. Some of them are ignorant. They don't know. They have no clue. But the ulama, they are right. They says, la. Whatever we heard about the rule and the your pastor law, it's haram. Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, there is, like I told you, I have letters back from certain rulers that they thank Shaykh bin Baz. Jazakumullahu khairan, we didn't know. Ahsanallahu alaykum, we need people like you who advise us. You see? But then there is others who are arrogant. Now I'm not taking from you. Ala ayyin. It's very important, I want to know these principles. Then the Shaykh mentioned that we should not. Because if we do, actually, he said, if we do not apply these principles of Al-Sunnah, then we're going to fall into the mistakes that the people fall into, and then they find themselves following the path of Ahlul Bidah, such as the Khawarij, the Mu'tazila, and the Rawafid. He says, look, the Khawarij and the Rawafid, they slander the Sahaba. See, the Khawarij and the Rawafid, they speak ill of the companions. And they slander the companions. خَرَجُوا عَلَى عُثْمَانِ وَعَلَى عَلِي وَخَرَجُوا عَلَى الْحُكَّامِ. They went against Uthman, the Khawarij. They went against Ali, radiallahu anhu, the Khawarij. They went against many rulers. Since, until these days, the Khawarij still try, and they try every... Whenever there is a ruler, they try to go against that ruler. وَكَمْ لَقِيَتَ الْأُمَّ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الْمَفَازِ وَمِنَ الْمَهَالِكِ شَتَّتُوا أَمْرَ الْأُمَّ وَمَزَّقُوهَا أَشْلَاءً حَتَّى أَصْبَحَتْ أَذَلَّ الْأُمَّ بِسَبَبِ التَّفَرُّقِ وَسَبَبِ مُخَالَفَةِ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِي الْعَقَائِدِ وَفِي السِّيَاسَةِ فلم يلتزم كثير منهم العقيدة الإسلامية ولا التزموا السياسة الإسلامية التي شرعها الله على لسان رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this Khawarij and Rawafid, subhanAllah, they the source of the misery of the Ummah. All this weakness, and the Muslims, they weak, they big in number, but they so weak and going through a lot of turmoils and problems and divided and fighting each other because of the Khawarij and the Rawafid. Because they're the one that disseminate disunity, splitting, which weaken the Muslim and make the enemies happy. They don't have to engage in anything because they're fighting each other. Why? Because these people, the Khawarij, the Rawafid, and other than them, they bring creed that is not the creed of Al-Islam. Creed that is not that which is supported by the Quran and the Sunnah. They don't abide by the Muslim creed in any matters of their affairs. قال رحمه الله يعني الإمام الصابوني ويرى أصحاب الحديث الجمعة والعيدين. He says that Imam al-Sabuni says that أهل الحديث, the people who follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they see that it's from the Aqidah to pray the Jumu'ah and the two Eid prayers behind the Muslim ruler, whether he be a righteous or not, or corrupt. قال وهذا بخلاف الروافد. Allahu Akbar. He said this is in opposition to the Rawafid, the Shia, who they are in Iran right now, and the Houthiyun in Yemen, and Hizb al-Shaytan in Lebanon. They call themselves Hizbullah, and they Hizbullat. He says, look, the Rawafid, لا يرون الجمعة والعيدين مع الحكام. See, the Rawafid, the Shia, they don't believe that is from the deen of Allah to pray Jumu'ah and the Eid behind the rulers. See, this Jumu'at and this Salat we're doing, the Muslim doing these days, Rawafi, they don't believe in that. There is no such thing as Jumu'ah or Eid. لماذا؟ لأنهم ينتظرون المهدي الإمام المعصوم. Because then they believe in their Aqidah, the Rawafi, the Shia, that the Jumu'ah and Eid prayers are permissible only behind their Mahdi. The Mahdi, their Mahdi, not the Mahdi that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. They have their own Mahdi, wal-iyadu billah. The Prophet ﷺ, he tells us who the Mahdi, what is his characteristics and signs for him. They said, no. Here they have their own one, I don't know, he's still hiding in some cave, whatever. All these years, huh? Someone hiding in all these years? Like the ulama, when they mentioned this, and he had like, it's almost like 1200 years ago now, and he was like very little, and they says, okay, he's coming to do what? He's coming to establish the sunnah and the haq when the people are corrupt. Oh, people are not corrupt here. Why is he still hiding? Huh? If they true, don't the people need him to come out from long time ago? Alayin, this is from the khurafat, and the falsehood of the Rawafid, the Shia. في الجمعة والجماعة إذا صلوا معنا فهم كذابون وإنما ذلك من باب التقية ولو أنشأوا المساجد فهم كذابون لأن في دينهم لا جمعة ولا جماعة حتى يأتي الإمام. So look, the Rawafid, in their religion, in their belief, there is no جماعة, no صلاة جماعة, no جمعة, no عيد, except behind this Mahdi, who is not here yet. They're still waiting for him. So the Sheikh said, even though now you see them, they pray with the Muslims, especially those who come to Mecca and them, and they have masajid themselves and they pray, it's all that's a lie. They're just doing it, so just to, this is their politic, for politic reasons. Taqiyya, as they say. As for their aqidah, there's no jama'ah, no jumu'ah. Well, now this tell you about the Rawafid. No jama'ah, no jumu'ah, no eid. Wal'iyadu billah. حتى يأتي إمامهم المزعوم. أين؟ قال أما الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم فكانوا يصلون خلف أهل البدع. هنا يصلون وراء الحجاج ويصلون وراء الخوارج لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرهم بالجماعة. He says, as for the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم, they are the best of this ummah. Okay? Yes. From their aqidah is they pray behind the people of innovation. If an imam upon innovation, they pray behind him. They prayed behind Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, he was a tyrant. They prayed even behind the Khawarij, the Sahaba. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered the Muslims to pray with the Jama'ah. Ayna. Now, and then the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he's going to begin right now to give some examples. So the Sahaba, they prayed behind Al-Hajjaj. They even prayed behind the Khawarij. And he gave an example. For example, when the Khawarij, they came to Medina in the time of Uthman, radiallahu anhu, when he was the Khalifa, radiallahu anhu, Al-Khalifa al-Rashid. And then they took over Medina, the Khawarij. They took over the Medina of the Messenger of Allah. You think now they take over some city here or there, you'd be amazed why they took over Cairo or whatever, or Sana'a, or I don't know what country or what city. They took over Medina. In a time when the Khalifa, Rashid, Uthman is the leader, is the Khalifa. There is Sahaba in there. Not too long from the death of the Prophet ﷺ, a couple years. Not only that, and they made Uthman to stay in his house. Uthman couldn't even leave the house. They encircled his house. He couldn't leave his house, and they couldn't give him no supplies, not even water. Not even water. He was asking for water, they didn't even want to give Allah water. And then not only that, he's the imam, he's the khalifa of the Muslims, but they appointed one of them to lead the salat in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. So some of the people, they came to Uthman, they said, you the imam, you the khalifa. Now they appoint somebody else from these people of fitna, the khawarij, he's leading the salat instead of you. Should we pray behind him? He says, yes, pray. Because of the Messenger ﷺ, ordered us to pray. Salat is good. Even they are people of fitna, but they salat is a good thing. Do it. But if they do something evil, don't do it with them. And we're gonna bring you more. Alhamdulillah, as the Shaykh is going to mention, I just want to mention that because I started the point. But inshallah ta'ala, we stop here and we continue next Tuesday. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima kathira. Naam, Shaykh.